And that is a perfect segue into our morning guests on the morning interview this morning. We've got Mary Wood, who's a Jesuit volunteer with Sitka Conservation Society, and Tracy Gagneau, who's the Community Sustainability Organizer. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's great to see you this morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. And it is Earth Day today, for those who did not know that. And SCS has always been involved with the Earth Day activities. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But before we get too excited about that, what exactly is SCS for those people who maybe are new to our community or don't know?
Yeah, the Sitka Conservation Society, I'll just actually tell you our mission. We protect the natural environment of the Tongass National Forest while also supporting the development of sustainable communities in Southeast Alaska. So really, we're working to advocate for the Tongass National Forest while also building and kind of doing boots on the ground programs in Sitka that demonstrate what a sustainable community looks like.
Okay, and you work with other partner groups, right?
Oh yeah, we work with tons of different groups in the community, partner with the Park Service, the Forest Service, Fish and Game. We're working with 4-H really closely through the extension. We've worked with SNEP before, lots of different community partners, and we'll get more into the details of the Parade of the Species, but we've got a whole lineup of community partners that are going to be present at that parade.
Yeah, okay. Mary, you're as a Jesuit volunteer, can you give us an idea about why SCS is even involved in Earth Day?
Yeah, well, Earth Day is a celebration of our natural environment, and one of the Jesuit Volunteer Corps Northwest values is ecological justice as well as social justice. So I feel like that goes along well with mm-hmm. Earth Day, and our lives are interconnected with the earth and its beauty and its natural resources. And today we get to celebrate that and the good that it's done in our lives.
Okay, and Earth Day is relatively new. What's it, about 40 years old now?
Yeah, it started like in 1970. Is that, that's right, right?
Yep, as a celebration of the environmental movement.
Right. I remember it well. Actually, I planted a tree on the very first Earth Day.
Where is it?
It's in Portland, Oregon, in a park somewhere.
Nice.
It was a really big deal then, and it still is now, and much more awareness, of course, about Earth Day. And To talk about that a little bit, there's a lot going on today, specifically with Earth Day, and SCS is a big part of that. So give us a little rundown, if you could.
Yeah, so today, SCS members, staff, and board are all going to head out the road, out HPR, and engage in the local effort to clean the scene and pick up trash today. And we're meeting out at Barry Knoll, or the McConkie Road out there, which is just past the wreck. And we're going to be out there with Phil Mooney from Fish and Game and clean up a lot of the garbage caches that are out there.
Good. And that's just out past Halbert White Rec.
Yep.
And what time is that again?
From noon to 2.
Noon to 2. Okay. So that's for today. Anything else?
We'd just love to have all of our, or any of our members join us. It's a great opportunity to kind of give back to the natural environment that we live so closely with. And we'd love to have a great showing out there. So please join staff members and the board members out there today from noon to 2.
And, you know, if you could have a more beautiful day to be outside, I'm not sure how you could have one.
Yeah, yeah.
So
absolutely.
Good excuse to, and something fun to do and social, but doing some good work too. So is that it for today as far as SCS's event?
Yeah, we also helped, some of the 4-H members helped with the Girl Scouts and the Sitka Global Warming Group make some reusable t-shirt bags, which will be handed out at the grocery stores today. I believe it's from 5 to 6 at C-Mart and Lakeside, and that's a part of the reusable bag libraries, mm-hmm. which you can use those reusable bags instead of getting the green plastic bags when you go to the grocery store.
Right, and when you've got a huge collection of them that you didn't remember you had, you can take them and
exactly
return them to the grocery store. So that's worked out really well for a lot of people, I think. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's SCS's events for today in partnership with some other folks. What's coming up later in the week, though?
So something that I'm really looking forward to that we've hosted for a number of years, I believe this is the 13th annual Parade of the Species, and this is going to be on Friday, and the lineup will be at 2:30 at Totem Square across from the Pioneer Home, and at 3 o'clock promptly, we will march across Lincoln Street downtown in our, I shouldn't even say march, we'll be hopping, slithering, sliding, swimming, flying, barking, howling down Lincoln Street, and we have a new location where we're ending this year. We're going to be in the exhibit room at Centennial Hall. So we're going to march to Centennial Hall, and then at Centennial Hall, we will be met by a number of different groups who have earth-friendly, kid-friendly, family-friendly activities for the whole family. We're also awarding prizes for the best use of recycled materials, most realistic costume, and best local plant and animal costume. So we're really excited to have those categories, and we've had some really cute ones in the past. Last year, I think the best local plant was the huckleberry, and they had little balloons, little red balloons kind of attached all over to the body. It was adorable.
Now, is there usually like a kazoo band or something that accompanies this parade? Or
that's a great idea. Would you like to head that up? I don't. Do we have a kazoo band here?
I don't know.
That's a call.
We may find out on Friday.
Please join us if you have a kazoo. And can I share with the community who the groups are?
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to be joined by the Forest Service, Fish and Game, the Keaani Commission, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, the Science Center, the Library, Extension Service, Park Service, and Stream Team, which is a group headed by the science teacher Rebecca Hemshute over at Keat, and parents, and Mary is actually involved with that too. So Stream Team parents will be there to do some kind of water quality testing. Mary will also be doing an activity for 4-H, and we're hoping to have a Fish to Schools activity as well. And we have a maybe community member who's going to do something with compost and worms. So full group.
Okay, so after the parade, then at the Centennial Hall will be all these activities?
Exactly.
Oh, yep. Okay.
What's next?
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty full day on Friday afternoon anyway, and I think school gets out early. So
exactly, yeah. So lineup's at 2:30, we'll march at 3, and there'll be activities at Centennial Building until 4:30.
Okay. So for those of you who are interested, again, today, Sitka Conservation Society is going to be doing some cleanup, and could you just tell us again where that is?
Yeah, it's out at Barry Knoll, which is out HPR Rec near the golf course, the 8th green of the golf course, and we're picking up from noon to 2, and you can call the SES office, too, if you need more directions on
Are
that.
Are you guys providing the trash bags and stuff like
yep.
that?
Yep, and gloves and
Oh, so you just show up.
Like that. Yep, you can just show up.
Oh, what a nice day to bike ride out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's perfect for the lunch break.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Anything else you need to let us know about?
Oh. Yeah, so on Saturday, we also have a Youth Eco Challenge, which is new this year, and it's a race in the National Historical Park, and we're going to be having different tasks with your team. So we're going to have fire building and a compass game and bear safety, plant identification, and the teams will work together and test their skills with living with the land here in the Tongass. And there's going to be prizes and snacks after, and that's at 9 a.m. At the park on Saturday, and you can register with me if you're interested in that.
Oh, okay. So should people stop by and register, or can you register when you get there? Or how does that work?
Register beforehand. So call me this week before Friday would be great at SDS, so 747-7509, or you can email me too. And there's posters around town with more information as well.
Okay, great. So probably go on the SCS website and get your email off of there.
Yeah.
So what is the SCS website?
It's sitkawild.org.
Okay, pretty easy. Mm-hmm. So that's today and Friday and Saturday. Anything else?
That's it. Yeah, there's a number of different activities that different community organizations are also hosting. So I would definitely encourage folks to look at the Raven Radio community calendar and also check out our poster, which we've got kind of all around town.
Yeah. And we would like to encourage people to walk or bike to work today in celebration of Earth Day.
Okay. Sounds good. In this morning, Mary Wood, who's a JV or Jesuit volunteer with Sitka Conservation Society, and Tracy Gagne, the community sustainable organizer, both in. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And happy Earth Day.
Yeah, happy Earth Day.